By the mercy of Bhagwan and his bhaktas, we are Vrindavan Dham. Following this Chaturmasya and Purushottam Vrat, and following all the limbs of bhakti, which Raganuga Sadhak Chans follow under the guidance of the Ragatmik Parikars. By their causeless mercy and being inclined by their melting hearts, they have made us qualified. Rather, they give us this qualification to follow this Vrata. It's a matter of great fortune that that is a Prakrit Vishayavastu, that one will have this Sambandha with this Prakrit Dham. And Purvarga made all arrangements for this. Now we heard from our Guru Varga. What did our Guru Varga say? That should follow Purushottam Vrat just as you follow Kartik. Don't minimize the position on Purushottam and don't follow it in any way less. And Guru Varga have spoken with so much nishtan how to follow this Vrata. If you are not fortunate, if you have no satsanga, if you don't have the association of the bhaktas, then you cannot follow any Vrata. Therefore, by their causeless mercy, the Guru Varga they have shown us how we can be in the presence and the association of the bhaktas, follow these vratas. They made all arrangements. Whereas you see, the jiva is very rebellious, very difficult for him to follow this guidance. is a particle of dust that can be scattered here and there. He does no nishtha. Those who engage in following Bhagavan's bhakti, very difficult even have the association of such Bhagavat bhaktas. Leaving aside the path of bhakti, where do they go? Where their mind takes them. No matter who they are, even if he's Babaji, even if he's a Mayavadi, Smartha, Dharmadhaji, if he's a or one who is artificial in his spirituality. He has no one-pointedness. If one comes towards Sri Guru, then he thinks, oh, after you leave, where will I go? Then Guru says, wherever the Vaishnavas, you go there. But just by going here and there, will you get this Guru Katha? This Guru's Anugatya and Ashraya. Just going here and there, there are independent Jivas. Just you get the answer according to the question. You see who follows Guru's Anugatya, who is Guru's follower, who is staying at the lotus feet of Sri Guru, who is glorifying Sri Guru, who is following all the instructions of Sri Guru in his life. You go to the Babaji's, you go to the Smarthas. Are you really following your Guru's order? Go to the Mayavadis, you go to other Sampradayas. What do they do? Will they engage us in bhakti? Do they have this qualification? This is Sirupanuk Marg. Who will give us this adhikar to follow the Sirupanuk line? Especially the Guru you have taken shelter of, the lotus feet. You have taken shelter of his lotus feet. Will anyone take you to him? Will he take responsibility for you to take you there to him? Once our Maharaj asked Param Guruji, That after Prabhupada's disappearance lila, all the godbrothers went here and there. Param Guruji said, wherever you go, if there's anyone who can make you remember the lotus feet of Prabhupada, can bring you to the lotus feet of Prabhupada, then I know he's your well-wisher, desires your auspiciousness. Else wherever you go, you'll only be far away from Prabhupada. Then your path will be closed and your heart will be dry. Why? Because a mother, because a calf will only drink its mother's milk. It will not drink goat's milk or buffalo's milk, nor a camel's, nor a pig, nor a female dog. It only drinks the milk of its mother, which is the cow. So one who doesn't have this Guru Nishtha, he is very independent. He is very... one who doesn't have this Guru Nishtha, he is very independent. And if you go and have his darshan, and if you go there, then you lose your bhakti. Your consciousness will be polluted. Because he is not following Guru's dhara. If there is a bird, there's a chatak. Guruji used to say that there's a chatak. He's only drinking the water of this any rain. Will the chatak drink any rain water? He'll say, no, I don't want. And you drink water from the drain. Say, I won't drink. And why are you shouting? Why are you shouting out in pain? I only drink that pain. I only drink that water during the Swati Nakshatra. And when drink this water, rain water that falls during Swati Nakshatra, I'll drink the water. Or else I won't drink any water. So Param Guruji says, wherever there is no Guru Nishtha, there is someone, Guru Seva, glorifies Sri Guru. He doesn't know anything. When Mahaprabhu went to South India, there he saw on the banks of the Kaveri, there was some Brahmin, he was reading the Gita. He didn't have any Akshar Gyan. Sir, Mahaprabhu asked him, you're reading the Gita, why are you crying? What are you understanding by reading the Gita? Anything, I don't understand anything. I don't know how to read. I have no Akshar Gyan. But my Guruji has said to read the Gita. So I follow my Guru. When I read the pages, then why are you crying? Guruji has told me to read the pages. I'm seeing Arjun, he's sad, and Krishna's instructing him. He's giving very nice instructions. And I said, oh Prabhu, how fortunate Arjun is. Will you not instruct me as well? So my Guru has offered me at a lotus feet. So will you not bestow mercy upon me? And Krishna says something, I become very happy. I become very mad. I don't know if I'm crying, I'm weeping. You must have such Guru Nishtha. You don't have Nishtha towards Shri Guru. If you're independent, if you're a debauchee, wherever water is falling, wherever water is raining, you'll drink that water. Sometimes you drink sewage water, latrine water, but will you drink the water of the Ganga, which purifies the entire world and goes and meets the ocean? See, Ganga Devi never loses her potency even when she mixes with the ocean. So when you take shelter of Sri Guru, even after Guru has left, if there's any person who remembers Sri Guru, who has Guru Bhakti, and the shelter Sri Guru, follows Sri Guru, and who engages others as well in this path of Guru Bhakti, then she takes shelter of that person. That is taking shelter of Sri Guru. Because one is, he will not follow Chaturmasya, will not follow any rules and regulations, saying, oh, I am one pointed, I can do anything I feel like. Param Guruji said, if you're eating Madhukari, it's like eating a stool. Because if you cannot offer bhoga to Bhagavan and cook for him, you're very lazy. Sanatana Goswami used to do Madhukari. He used to get atta and he used to make bhatis and he used to offer bhoga to Madan Mohan. But here Paramahamsa Mahapurusha now, you only take Madhukari now. But then you show, but to Bhagavan and Guru, you just say, oh, I don't care who they are. Who Guru is in my heart? Bhagavan is in my heart. If I have eaten, Bhagavan has eaten that. Is the association of such people? Is the Sangha. If you associate with such people, then Tattu Sangha Musrija. Sanjay Subuddhiman. You should never associate with such people. You should not even see them. Don't even offer pranams to them. If they come, you offer some dakshina and you make them leave. Don't have any paramarthik samband with them. Then they'll make you also like their own selves. You shouldn't associate with such people where you forget Sri Guru. If you disrespect Sri Guru, if you don't follow Sri Guru, then it's Guru Avagya. If you don't follow Chaturmasya, don't follow Purushottam Vrata, Keshav Vrata, Kartik Vrata, don't follow any rules and regulations. And the Guru Varga has shown us how to follow this Paramartha, but you won't follow. This is Dusht Sangha. This is Asat Sangha. We should be renounced. That's what Maharaj would say. He'd come, he'd see. He'd offer them dakshina, he'd offer them respect, food and water, and he'd make them leave from there. And he'd tell them, oh, you kindly leave now. Just give them respect, they're happy. You glorify them, you respect them, you give them dan dakshina, and they're happy. Because Sadhu Shastra Guru Chittate Koriyaikya Arna Kariho Mane Ash. Nathan Thakur has said the Sadhu Vakya, Shastra Vakya and Guru Vakya, they are the same. If you don't accept, then it's Durvastha. Therefore, wherever there is any person, if he forgets, if he follows Sri Guru's instructions, if he follows even a little, then even if he's not Mahabhava, even if he's a Grihastha, householder, even if he's fallen, still you offer pranams to him. Why? Because he is following his Guru. And he's under the shelter of Sri Guru. And he's not left his Guru. There's so many considerations in the Shastras. on this Purushottam Vrata. And I've heard from Maharaj, I've seen in his life. Maharaj, you follow Purushottam Vrata like Kartik and follow all the rules and regulations. Now the consideration comes. Where did this Purushottam Vrata come from? And Maharaji gave the answer. Sometimes in Jaipur, the religious assemblies were organized. In Delhi, all various questions would arise. And that's Maharaj, and Maharaji said that generally, this Purushottam Vrata straight to understand that is mukhya mukhyatara mukhyatam means important, more important, most important. But you see some words of the Shastras are generally seen, not with any specific point of view. Like when Hiranyakashipu asked for these blessings, give me immortality, and Brahma said no. And he said, will you, anything else you ask, I'll give. That I don't die during the day, during the night, up, down, morning, evening, not by any living entity of your creation, not during the month, not during any day, not inside, not outside, and then etc. He just kept asking. And Brahma said, so be it, so be it, so be it, and Brahma got tired then. And Hiranyakashipu finally said, now I'm immortal now. And Bhagavan said he won't die during any month, not during the day, not during the night, not outside, not inside, not up, not down. And Bhagavan is thinking, what should I do? And not be any entity of this creation. And also Bhagavan's dearest said, his joy. So in Bhagavan, he created this Adhik Mass. It's called Adhik Mass. How is it Adhik? Every month has 30 days, 31 days. This month has... This is Sankranti also in this month. And this Mahina is unbroken time. Like you see, normally if you see this morning, afternoon, evening, night, Brahma Murta. But this month, if you do bhajan, mala, mantra, whatever you do, this is inexhaustible. This time never passes away, never finishes. Sunday's morning, evening, and Shastras has been written. The sun rises in the morning, it ends in the evening. The moon rises in the evening. See, this, the sun, the moon, they take all your time away. They take all your thing away. Your life away. But Purushottam Mass, the sun and the moon, they have no... And in this month, the sun and the moon or any god, goddess cannot steal your time away. They cannot make you proceed towards death. Therefore, in this month, Bhagavan himself has manifested. This is one viewpoint. And Brahma, I started praying to Bhagavan that people call me grandsire, grandfather, you are Adi Guru. But you are really Adi Guru. I am just there for some time. I am not eternal. But the soul is eternal. You are eternal. You have taught me everything. So having entered this mundane time, I have become mundane as well. For these 12 months, day and night, I have had association with these worldly things. Now I have become mundane now. And I have also become conditioned like the Padajiva. How can I become inclined towards you? In every month, day, night, so many responsibilities you give me, I have so many desires. Now I am the master. I have taken responsibility for everything. Now I have no time. Please now you give me some time, free time, so that I can remember you. So I can glorify your Lord's feet. Then I come and offer myself at your in the service of your Lord's feet. Kindly make some arrangements. Then Brahmaji, he said, that Prabhu, how can I please you? And he said, you have instructed Vyasadeva that for 12 months you have given all the different arrangements, all the different festivals that are to be observed. And you have made all the arrangements for Dharmarth Kam Moksh. But this Pancham Purusharta, or this Bhagavad Prem, this Prema Bhakti, have you left some time aside for this? Have you made some arrangements that one can achieve this Prema Bhakti? No matter how many arrangements we make, you see, we'll fall asleep, we'll have to eat something, we'll have to sleep. And you see, people are very envious, they're always being burned by these anarthas, that you cannot go beyond this Maya. You cannot do this Bhagavad Smaran. You see, all this fire is raging within. Fire of envy, that oh, you like him, you're respecting him, not me. Oh, he just came yesterday and now he's so big. I'm so old, but still I'm not glorified like how he is. So this way you see all this enviousness is always destroying one from within. So at least you must pray that why am I so envious, why am I so jealous? Prabhu, kindly bestow your mercy upon me. I'm gonna realize you and your Vaikuntha form. Kindly show one way. Bhagavan himself, Krishna, he said, all right. In colleges, you see, when children are taught, when they are very nicely taught, you see, they are giving coaching classes, extra learning, they are giving extra time, or else they are called aside and they are made to study. So for the Rishi Maharshis, Brahmarshis, Tapasvis, Bhaktas, Prabhu, kindly make some arrangements. They cannot do bhajan. They have so many responsibilities. Morning, from morning to night, the responsibilities never end. The duties never end. And they are taking all the responsibilities on themselves. I have to do that, I have to do this. For Prabhu, what should they do? That they cannot do. By staying within this time, you cannot do anything. You have to do something beyond. Sukhdevji said, he said, you remove this Maya, then I'll enter this world from Vithika's womb. So Brahma also, he said the same thing, that you kindly make some time which cannot be divided into past, present, future, which cannot be touched by Maya. And then I'll make my mind equipoise and I'll remember you, Prabhu. I have mamta for you, I'll serve you. And you are my worshipful Lord. So then Prabhu, he said, all right. Then he said, 2 years, 8 months. Sorry, 2 years, 8 months, 16 days, 4 hours. I'll create one special time for you. And those who do this vrata, this sankalpa, come to learn something and to have this sambandha with me, then for them I'll accept them. There is no there should be no consideration of who is qualified and unqualified. Anyone who comes follows this adhik mass, means one extra month. This one extra month is only for those bhaktas who are under the influence of time. you know, are not entangled by this time. Are not being squeezed by this passage of time. And they have no other way to go. So Prabhu, for that 1 month, I'll make him prepared, qualified. In the sense that in Maya, no one can touch them. Neither can he touch Maya. He'll not have any ruchi. So Naraji went to Bhagwan, said, "Oh Prabhu, I'm doing so many things. In the same way, why don't I think about the bhaktas? Oh, just now, this 1 month, I've taught my bhaktas everything. Look after them. I've taken all responsibility. This 1 month is mine. I'll give more than 1 month. I'll give an extra 1-2 days more. It's called Adhikmas. It's called Purushottamas, my month, and I'll teach them everything very nicely. And so much sneha, priti. And when they come, I'll do everything. It's my responsibility. I won't let anyone be led astray." So Naradaji said, "Oh Prabhu, you're Vaikunthadhipati, Kolokpati. Have you ever seen how these conditions of the suffering? Also you see how the bhaktas are suffering." Then he said, "How the bhaktas suffer? Oh, because you're always happy, you think the bhaktas are also happy. Bhaktas only have one sadness. What is that? They're suffering from this viraha. When they're with me, how will they ever be unhappy? Will the prince ever be unhappy? When they come with me, when they come to me, you'll never be unhappy." He said, "No, Prabhu." Narada Goswami said, "You see, there's husband and wife. They go in the morning to collect wood. And they sell something in the outside. And whatever they have, see, they have no clothes, they have nothing. The whole day they're working so hard. And they offer boga, and they're eating. And your Lakshmi also, she's very miserly. She gives everything to others, but to the bhaktas, she doesn't give anything. Said, what should I do?" And said, "Give something to the bhaktas. So at least they should take, then I can give. Because they don't want to take something from me and become far away from me." Saying, "No, give something." Saying, "What do you want?" He said, "Give them a plate full of gold coins." He said, "Take." He said, "All right. I'm taking and going, so I'll take with you also. Let me see if you'll give or not. And let me see who you'll give to." So there was so much rain, place had become very dirty and muddy, and there was a tree there. And he said, "Where will they get this dry firewood when it's raining so much?" And they just carry some bundle of wood and sell it. "And who will buy this wet wood?" Naradashi, now we see, he was carrying one plate of gold coins now. Now, and then Bhagwan was following him from behind. And the path in which they were going, they said, "There, he won't take this. Sadhu doesn't accept anyone's charity because he'll have to take their karma." I see, sometimes people, they say, "Oh, they take all donations. When you take their karma, when you're taking money from everyone, keeping it with you, then you see, then you'll have to take their karma also. And then you see how we'll have to do. Then you see." You see, here also, some people on the internet, on Wi-Fi, they made an announcement. And they take all their karma, now you see they're in the hospital now. Sometimes they have jaundice, sometimes they have pus in the stomach. Because you're taking karma by your two hands. So who will enjoy then, this fruits of karma? So Raka and Baka, this husband and wife, they were very intelligent. So now they took all the gold coins and just threw it on. So Naradashi took the gold coins and he put on the way. So when the husband was coming, he was saying, "What if my wife sees?" Because women are generally very greedy. So if she sees these gold coins, she'll take everything. So he took all that. So he took all the leaves and dust and started covering it. So the wife said, "Why are you covering dust with dust?" She said, "Why are you looking at all that garbage? Let's go," she said. So there Vishnu, he was standing in the, under the shade of the tree with Narada Rishi. And he's saying, no, look. Let's see, have they taken or not? Still they haven't taken. I said, why have we left them here? Take them to your Golok Dham. He said, you see here, they're doing seva. They're doing smaran. And I'm looking after them. And I'm increasing their anurag. And anurag is increasing so much. Without me, they cannot live even for a moment. They become so much full of anurag. That when they're awake, when they're sleeping, walking, drinking, at all times, they're remembering their Prabhu. Seva my jivan. The body you cannot do seva. The mind you cannot do. Seva is done by the Atma. We have the body, mind and offer them. And what else is left, Prabhu? You've given everything for yourself. No, still something is left. What else is left? I decide that. I desire that. Take my name. And they cry for me, weep for me. And all the people look at me, they also be delivered. They also have this anurag within themselves. See, the bhaktas are going on the path. And what are they saying? Ayam so pratapriya namakita jatanakita chittauchai siddhikoti yodanti gayanti madhyoki lokabaiya. And the bhaktas are going on the path. What is that Ratha? Evam Ratha Sapriyanama Kritya. Just to engage in this Krishnam Kirtan. They're weeping, they're laughing. And seeing them. So many people. Millions of jivas are being delivered. The anurag is entering within them. Else my bhaktas are here only to deliver the jivas. Else they are not suffering in any way. They are always happy. You go and ask them, are you unhappy in any way? And what did Bhagwan say? He said, there's an old woman. She also went to collect wood in the forest. She collected so much wood, huge bundle of wood. And she could not lift anymore. And she was lifting and going. She was saying, oh, Jam is blind. Took my son away, my husband. But I'm old now, I cannot even walk. But he's not taking me away. He's complained, Yom. He's taking everyone except me. Narada, you see, she's even she's abusing Yama, she's abusing me, everyone. So Narada said, you should help her. So there, when it was raining, she was standing underneath the shade of a tree. See, why am I not dying? Why am I I have nothing to wear, I have nothing to eat. He used everything to everyone except me. At that time, Yama Maharaji came there. And then, there is a Yama Maharaj, very strong man. He had a nice mustache, sitting on a buffalo. And Amma, you called me. She said, who are you? He said, I'm Yamaraj. He said, alright. He said, oh my son, you carry this huge pile of wood. I cannot keep it on my head. Just put it on my head and I'll leave now. But you're saying, oh, I'm blind, you know, I don't help you. I've come to take you away. He said, oh, no, don't take me away. Just put this wood on my head. Just put this on my head, I'm going now. And said, just see Narada, this one Vishayi Bhogi, until the day he dies, he is so attached to his body. This illusion more, what the body doesn't go. And see the Anuragi Bhaktas. If you see also, they don't care. At all times, Evam Vrata Svapriya Nama Kirtan. What is that Vrata? Always do this Nam Kirtan. And during Nam Kirtan, they're sometimes laughing, sometimes crying, sometimes rolling on the ground. They don't know where I am, where we are. So Bhagavan, he says, said for such bhaktas, I instruct them on prem.
So I made this Adhik Mass for this reason. All the bhaktas, they come during Chaturmasya. But Purushottam is my month. This is my month. It's Tadanuragi Jananugami. How we can have this samanda with the Ragatmik Jans? I give the siksha. So much love. Care. This is my responsibility. This 1 month, 32 days. If he comes anyhow in my presence, I'll look after him. In Adi Guru Brahma, he told all the Rishi Maharshis, Brahmarshis, Tapasis, everyone, that Prabhu is going to be here for 1 month. He'll take responsibility for everyone. He'll look after everyone. He'll give everyone these instructions on prem. And the samanda with the Rahatmik Jans will never go away. One is accepted Sadguru. And you see, life after life, the Sadguru will never leave his disciple. But one he'll make Guru one day, then he'll make another Guru, he'll make another Guru. He'll say everyone is Jagat Guru. Everyone is Brahma. They have no Guru Nishtha. If you take one shelter of one Guru, then you say all the Gurus are happy. They have no faith. See, Mad Guru, Jagat Guru. If you really accept the Ashraya of Sadguru, then see Baladev Prabhu's all manifestations, all of Nitai's manifestations will be happy. If you drink water from the water of the Ganga, this Ganga is a water that has bathed Vishnu's feet. So then how will they ever be impure in any way? Why are you running here and there? So Bhagavan Purushottam Dev himself, this Anurag, has come to give this instructions, Siksha and Anurag. Just as Golokpati Goloknath reached Golok Vrindavan, so today I made a promise. For 1 month, this 1 month is called Adhik Mass. The other months is Damodar Mass, Vishnu Mass, Damodar Govind. 12 months belong to 12 Devatas. And even the days are different. Pundarik Pradyumna, Sridhar. But 1 month, no one will be there. This 1 month is mine. He said, alright, now what is left? Then he said, I'll ask the Brajvasis, especially the Vraj Devis, that how can I don't have this Anurag, you have this Anurag. You have this prem, you are entitled for this prem. I am not one-pointed. I cannot be one-pointed also. Sometimes I go wherever they call me. But all of you are Ananya. So I desire that you take this responsibility, that you teach everyone prem. That anyone who follows Purushottam Vrat, they come to me, you take responsibility for them. In the Gita, what is Krishna said? Pranashati. Said, oh Arjuna, make this promise, then my devotee will not be distracted. So Arjuna says, you make this promise, why should I say, make this vow? So because sometimes I break my vows. But if you do it, then you'll be happy. Bhakta pranashati. The bhakta never destroyed. You take responsibility. Then you're really my bhakta. You say, Golok Bihari. He's telling everyone. Now I made this promise, but how can I look after all the bhaktas? Then they start laughing. Srimati Radharani Lita Vishaka, when they heard Krishna speak these words, they said, alright. Whatever you have said, we will follow. We will follow all your words. They took responsibility. So therefore, during this month, they prayed to Srimati Radharani. Rishabhanu Sita Charana Sevane Hoi Boye Paldyadasi Paldyadasi Kori Lalita Sundari Amari Laiya Kabe.
There's so many other confidential kirtans. Ramanishwaro Maniyashwaro Anandini Nilavasana Paridhan. And Acharya is Vakra Thakur. Such nice kirtans. So wherever they go, because they're going, flying like an eagle. Will there such kirtans be sung there? Will they accept this tatavichara anugatya? But they don't have no intelligence, they're ignorant, have no tatagyan. And they're saying, they're pandits, saying he's Premi Bhakta. But when will he be accepted as a Premi Bhakta? When they take anugatya Tulasi Devi's. They accept this vichara of Rupa Raghunath. If anyone follows the mark of Sri Guru, then he's okay. Or else, or else you're going here and there, it will not do. Bhagavan, he said, Anyas Chintam, Ye Janu Parivipashate, Tesham. What has been said in the shloka is Janam Yogakshemam Mam Yom Chintayantamam. As long as one has not become an Indian, Prabhu is not taking responsibility for him. One who is Nitya Abhiyukta, one is not related to Bhagavan, Bhagavan has not given him this buddhi. Therefore, in his Purushottamas for this 1 month, Guruji has said, it's also like Kartik Vrat. Follow this like Kartik. Therefore, during this Vrata, Maharaj sometimes he go to Jagannath Puri. Most of the time he'll be there in Jagannath Puri. Because Purushottam Dev, then Radha Viraha. In his avish, what he's doing is wearing a nose ring. He's wearing a kavacha, he's wearing a sari every day. Saying, oh, how can I become Radha's dasi? Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he went and he saw this Bhavichara Chalana. Who will understand all these things? Therefore, in the Gambira, he's singing all these kirtans. Vidyapati Chandidas, Chaitanya Goswami Gita Govind, Rai Ramdas, Natakiti, and Guru Jagannath, and what would he see? You see, Jagannath is wearing a nose ring. And he's saying, why is he wearing a nose ring when he's a man? Why is he wearing a sari? And he's wearing his dupatta and he's sitting. Why is he sitting like that, like a woman? And what is his name? It's Neelanchal. Means he's taking shelter of Neelanchal, the blue shawl, Srimati Radhika. Oh, I left Radharani. He's very shy. How can I show my face now? I'm in Dwarka for so many years. So at least all of them come and take me away from Dwarka to Braj. So this Purushottam Dev, where Guruji, every year doing this Purushottam Vrata. If start this Rai Raman Samvad or the Raspanchadaya to Bhagavad, five chapters, Yugalgi Brahmagi Rasgi, Yugalgi Pranayagit, speak on all these books. Because Radharani has taken responsibility for everyone during this month. Krishna has made this promise, I'll have to follow this promise. Whoever it comes, I have to make them full of anurag. Give them this wealth of prem. Give them this wealth of brooch. Therefore, one should very nicely follow Zrata. Don't engage in Vishay Charcha. At all times you engage in remembering Sri Hari. How can it be done? So therefore we'll see what Adi Shankaracharya has written. Vallabhacharya. This up I have collected. Shankaracharya is written Jagannath Ashtak. What is he said? So Radha Lingita Vikraha. Who is Jagannath?
सरसबुकुर आलिंगन सुखो श्रीमती राधा रानी शी इज एम्ब्रेसिंग जगन्नाथ पुरुषोत्तम व्रत वाले आदि शंकराचार्य उन्होंने वल्लभाचार्य आचार्य रामानुज निम्बादित्य महाप्रभु ट्राई टू फॉलो what the acharya is written as much as we can which will be one pointed especially this vrata is only for this one pointedness sadik mas not bound by any time very fortunate to be in this Vrindavan dham sun dusanga We see there are so many who entice one, so many Shastris, there are so many like who are like an elephant, horse, rhinoceros, so many Bhagavan protect us that we don't become food for such rhinoceros, such rhinoceroses, don't become far away from Sri Guru, don't engage in any Guru of yours. Guruji, you never do any avagya. Call everyone and respect everyone. That if they listen to all of this and that their minds become corrected. Now what do? Now we start glorifying others. Guruji, he brings one to correct him so that he can learn something. So he brings them anywhere. But now we are surrendered to them. Now we don't show. No forgotten Sri Guru. And also, it's been some place has been said. Varsh Purushottam Vrat. In Chaturmasya, Purushottam is like any other month. No Tatagyan. This month, now we listen. The speciality this month, tomorrow. And then. Maksarasu Govinda Maharaj is written as Purushottam Kamadi, Purushottam Stuti. And then Adhyacharya is written. So much nishtha. Nishtha of all these vratas. You should listen to all these things. And especially those who have this Radha nishtha. Who are following this Anugata of Rajavasis. Brahmaji has said, but may I be even a stone in this Braj. Like the ladies, they're working the whole day and then they rub their feet on a stone. So even if I can be such stone, my life is this way. But those said, if I can be a part of dust in Braj, then my life will be successful. So as long as one doesn't have this ananita towards Braj, where can he have this prema bhakti? Doesn't have this prema, then how can he get this? For being under the shelter of Guru, the ashraya of Guru Vargas, and being under the Anugatya Shasan discipline, surely this, just as the Atma is eternal, the Guru Varga also eternal, they're everywhere, but we should follow. And then mercy is upon us, and they'll make all arrangements. So therefore, it is Acharya Varna Shandam, Krishnaika Sharana. The other thing is said, Guru, take shelter Srihari. Chodata dana jana kalata sanabda, Chodata karma gyan, Adapada pankaja kari alambana, Chodata sakala parama. The other thing is said, just take shelter Srimati Radhika. I will listen tomorrow.